Good afternoon. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this fourth Sunday of Advent, Year A. Our readings for today, Isaiah chapter 7, verses 10 to 16, Psalm 80, Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 1, verses 1 to 7, and the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. His name is Mighty, and He is the Lord. His name is Creator, and He makes all things new. His name is Sustainer, and He holds us in the palm of His hand. His name is the Savior, and He died in our place. His name is Forgiveness, and He can be trusted to heal and to bless. His name is Holy, and He is the one that we have come to worship. His name means He is worthy to receive all we have and all we are, forever and ever. Amen. Lord, You are the High and the Holy One, but You dwell in the hearts of those who love You. Lord, You are sovereign over all things, yet You wait for Mary and for her yes of faith. We pray that the worship we offer and the words we use will open our hearts and our minds to Your will. We ask this in the name of Christ. Amen. Our hymn, CPWI 34, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus. We pray the collect for the fourth Sunday in Advent, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. Purify our conscience, Almighty God, by your daily visitation, that your Son, Jesus Christ, at his coming, may find in us a mansion prepared for himself, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled Joseph's Dilemma, Joseph's Response. Joseph's Dilemma, Joseph's Response. Sometimes we find ourselves in situations where the social or cultural norms challenge our faith in God and what we believe should be our part as disciples of Christ. This situation is not new. In many instances, the societal practices have moved away from their original purpose and have become corrupt, and therefore they can challenge the way we will respond if we are to live by faith and not by sight. Sometimes we find ourselves faced with a dilemma, a state of uncertainty or perplexity. This was the situation which Joseph, as described in the Gospel of Matthew, in the event leading up to the birth of Jesus. Joseph and Mary are engaged to be married. Yet before the wedding and before they have begun to live together, Mary becomes pregnant. Joseph is unaware that Mary is carrying the child of the Holy Spirit. He is unaware that the woman to whom he is engaged has been chosen by God to give birth to the Son of God, the Savior of the world. The only explanation available to Joseph is that Mary has been unfaithful, that she has committed adultery. What is he to do? He is faced with a dilemma. How should he respond to this situation? He could choose a public divorce. However, he would have to give reasons for doing so. He would have to reveal Mary's unfaithfulness to the community. This would expose her to public shame and ridicule. Or he could send her away quietly. That would protect her honor and reduce her shame. However, Joseph is described as a righteous man. That is, one who takes God's law seriously. How could one who takes God's law seriously cover up adultery? This is only one level of Joseph's dilemma. For in the ancient Jewish world, adultery was a crime punishable by stoning. Remember the woman who was caught in adultery that the scribes and Pharisees brought to Jesus, reminding him that her punishment was stoning to death. Jesus responded by inviting them, "Let anyone among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." John chapter 8, verse 7b. This was written in the law, in the book of Deuteronomy. It was referred to as honor killing, a practice of killing girls and women who were thought to have endangered a family's honor by engaging in sexual activity before or outside of marriage. The social principle was that by engaging in acts of sexual impropriety, the individual has brought dishonor on their entire family and the community. If the family's honor is to be restored, the stain has to be removed by means of what is referred to as an honor killing. A male member of the family kills the offending female member to restore the family's honor. It may sound barbaric to us, but that was the law of the day. Joseph's dilemma is deeper than first thought. In order to keep Mary's pregnancy a secret, he would have to disobey God's law. On the other hand, to reveal it would be to hand over Mary to certain death. After serious thought, Joseph decides to preserve Mary's life rather than his own righteousness, and therefore he decides on a quiet divorce. Or, as Matthew puts it, her husband Joseph, being a righteous man, unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. Matthew chapter 1, verse 19. It is at this point that God intervenes. Before Joseph could put his plan into action, an angel appears to him in a dream. The angel said to him, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Matthew chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. Joseph is further challenged. He is not only to take Mary as his wife, he is denied the honor of providing the name of their firstborn. He is told to name the child Jesus, a name which means God saves. What is Joseph to do? As evidence of the fact that he is truly a righteous man, Joseph does as the Lord instructs. In so doing, his dilemma is resolved. In taking Mary as his wife, Joseph is neither going against God's law or handing Mary over to death. By obeying the instructions from God via the angel, Joseph's righteousness remains intact, and Mary's life is spared. She can be used as God's instrument to bring the Savior into the world. We can learn a lot from this situation in which Joseph found himself. When we are faced with a dilemma, a state of uncertainty or perplexity, when we have to make difficult choices, we must seek God's guidance. Remember that the Holy Spirit, God's gift to us, dwells in us. God is only a prayer away. And we have the assurance that God always hears our prayers, and God always responds. Not necessarily in the way we would like, not necessarily in our time, but God always responds in God's way and in God's time. One theologian reminds us that God will have one of three responses to our prayers. God will say yes and grant our requests, or God will say, wait, you are not ready. When I think you are, then I will grant your requests. God, he claims, never says no. God says, I have something better for you. Let us therefore strive daily to grow in our relationship with God, so that when we are faced with our dilemmas, as we will, we can speak to God and ask for guidance and direction, and have the faith and courage, like Joseph, to obey, even though it may seem that the way forward appears not to be in our favor. Remember, as the hymn writer, Arthur C. Ainga, says, God is working his purpose out as year succeeds to year. All we can do is nothing worth unless God blesses the deed. Vainly we hope for the harvest tide till God gives life to the seed. Let us trust in God's goodness and love. Let us live by God's law of love and seek to determine God's will in all things, and have the courage and faith, like Joseph, to do it. Amen. Let us pray. Restore us, O Lord, and we shall be saved. God of grace, you bring salvation to birth in Mary's child. May your church be expectant with hope and promise. Send us out to proclaim your good news with joy. Restore us, O Lord, and we shall be saved. God of grace, you surprise us with the gift of your presence. Stir up your strength and be among all rulers and civil leaders. Grant that all may flourish and delight in your peace. Restore us, O Lord, and we shall be saved. God of grace, we pray for all who live growing, whose life is growing within them. Those who greet the news with longing, and those fearful of what it might mean. Bless all parents and those who support and care for the young. Restore us, O Lord, and we shall be saved. God of grace, we pray for all who eat the bread of tears and long for relief in their suffering. Send your Holy Spirit to overshadow us with the promise of your salvation. Restore us, O Lord, and we shall be saved. God of grace, you give life to all who trust in you. Hear our prayer of thanksgiving for all who have died. In times of darkness, may the light of your presence bring comfort and the hope of heaven. Restore us, O Lord, and we shall be saved. Amen. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Our hymn, CPWI 40, Hark the Glad Song, the Savior Comes. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the costs, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward, save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. May Almighty God, by whose providence our Savior Christ came among us in great humility, sanctify you with the light of his blessing and set you free from all sin. May he whose second coming in power and great glory we await make you steadfast in faith, joyful in hope, and constant in love. May you, who rejoice in the first advent of our Redeemer, at his second advent be rewarded with unending life. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen. And so we want to wish you a very spirit-filled, rewarding week. Remember that we are preparing to celebrate with thanksgiving the gift of God's Son at Christmas. COVID-19 is still among us, so continue to wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Wear your mask in crowded areas and, as far as possible, keep your distance. And so we leave you with the hymn CPWI 2 4 5, All for Jesus.
Jesus come today for a poor, poor man like me. Salvation come my way, my soul set free. Jesus come for all, and we must hear his call. Open up your heart today and let it be. No matter if you're tip, or if you dread, or if you have a crown upon your head, no matter if you have no heart at all, Jesus brings love for one and all. Sing it, children. I'm for Jesus, you for Jesus, all for Jesus, fall for Jesus. Come to Jesus, Jesus come for one, he come for all. Jesus come for I, see manger where he lie, see cross where he must die, for a wretch like me. For God so loved the world, man, woman, boy and girl, he gave his son for you, his son for me. No matter if you're thief, or if you're dread, or if you have a crown on your head, no matter if you have no heart at all, Jesus brings love for one and all. Sing it, children. I for Jesus, you for Jesus, all for Jesus, fall for Jesus. Come to Jesus, Jesus come for one, he come for all. Jesus Christ today, the same as yesterday, the one, the only way, the King for me. Let it come to pass, mankind find love at last, just as it was time past, so let it be. No matter if you're thief, or if you're dread, or if you have a crown upon your head, no matter if you have no heart at all, Jesus bring love for one and all. Sing it, children. I'm for Jesus, you for Jesus, all for Jesus, fall for Jesus. Come to Jesus, Jesus come for one, he come for all. Sing it, children. I for Jesus, you for Jesus, all for Jesus, fall for Jesus. Come to Jesus, Jesus come for one, he come for all. Sing it, children. I for Jesus, you for Jesus, all for Jesus, fall for Jesus. Come to Jesus, Jesus.